I'm happy to have joined me this morning, Ms. Myetti Hamilton. She is the new Chief Executive Officer of Leadership Greater Chicago, along with a number of other things that she does. The list is too numerous to go through it, but maybe I'll have her go through it some. So she's also the president of the Chicago Park District. But, you know, we've been working on this for a while, so finally we have a chance to talk, and I'm glad that she's here. Myetti, good morning, and welcome to WVON. How are you?
Good morning, Rufus. I'm so happy to finally be here with you.
Well, I'm happy to finally have you here. Let's talk about this new role that you've taken, because you've done a few things. You led a network at Chicago Public Schools. You led Epic Academy on the southeast side. You led... what was the most recent thing you did?
City Year Chicago.
You're executive director of City Year Chicago, and now Leadership Greater Chicago. So clearly you're leading stuff. You're one of these people. So I'm happy to have you here and happy to introduce everyone to you. But let's focus in on Leadership Greater Chicago and tell us about this organization that you're now running and what it does.
Yeah, I'm happy to. So I'm actually a fellow of Leadership Greater Chicago since 2016. And Leadership Greater Chicago is the premier civic leadership development organization in the Chicago region. And what we do, we focus on tapping into the most promising leaders of the city of Chicago. And we invite them in for a 10-month experience where they learn about the most pressing socioeconomic issues facing our region. We have a very intentional process with this also, Rufus, and what makes us unique is that we are the only a civic leadership development program that engages a cross-sector of leaders from corporate sector, the nonprofit sector, government sector, and the philanthropic sector.
And Leadership Greater Chicago has been around for a few years.
Leadership Greater Chicago was founded in 1983.
And when we think about an organization like Leadership Greater Chicago and the people who've gone through it since 1983, in addition to you, talk about some of the other people that we may know of who participated in
this. Oh, absolutely. So we have many people that you and I have in common. We have David Vitale. We have John Rogers. So John and Dave were in the first class, 1985. We also have Valerie Jarrett. We have Michelle Obama, was an LGC fellow. Dr. Janice Jackson was an LGC fellow. It's Garyon Gatewood, who is the current deputy mayor of Neighborhood Safety, LGC fellow class of 2022.
So I guess I know I've been stunted. I didn't get to be a Leadership Greater Chicago fellow. You've now taken up the helm of this organization. So talk about... you've talked about some of what the mission was and how it came to be. What does the future look like?
Yeah, so I'm glad that you asked that. I think, and we've known each other for many years. Civic engagement is something that is very near and dear to me and just to the makeup of my being. And I think that it's something that is special about Chicago. That we have so many prominent civic leaders bringing about transformational change, and we need more. We need more for our city and also for the greater Chicago region. And what I see in terms of the future of Leadership Greater Chicago, so civic engagement is any individual or group activity addressing issues of public concern. Today, we have many issues that we need to address.
That would be an understatement.
Yeah. And we need to do it as a collective. Mm-hmm. So our mission at LGC is to connect, convene, and mobilize. Right? So we're bringing these leaders together. What I want to do, right, we create this space for deep connection, for them to build relationships, to get to know one another. They began to care about the things that their fellow classmate cares about, right? The things that matter in this city. And I want to be very intentional about mobilizing our leaders. So I feel like we will serve as the conduit and thought leaders to city government, county government, as well as state government. I think that there are so many issues that we have to mobilize around. So I really want to ignite that fire with our fellows and provide those opportunities for us to come together as a collective and tackle more of these issues together.
We're talking to Miami Hamilton. She's a leader. She's leading Leadership Greater Chicago. We'll have more with her when we come back right after this. Welcome back. We're talking with Miami Hamilton. She is the new CEO. Is it CEO?
Mm-hmm.
Of Leadership Greater Chicago, along with a number of other things. So, Maida, you come to this position, mm-hmm. and I just went through quickly some of the other things that you've done and led. And you're a relatively young person doing all these things with two beautiful daughters mm-hmm. who are now freshmen. Are they freshmen?
They are sophomores.
Excuse me.
At Whitney Young.
I apologize for that. Who are sophomores at Whitney Young, which mm-hmm. is no small feat in and of itself either. So when you're doing all of these things, talk mm-hmm. about how talk about leadership to you
yeah.
and how it comes to be and what you see in the roles that you've had.
Yeah, thank you for asking that question, Rufus. So I spent 18 years at Chicago Public Schools. I'm not an educator by training. My background is business and public administration. But my role at Chicago Public Schools was also about bringing about transformational change in a bureaucratic environment. And it was really about focusing on principals, supporting them so that they were enabled to focus more on elevating our young people and helping them to tap into their full potential and get a high quality education. And so, you know, my passion for leadership and for civic engagement started in the foundation of my home. My grandfather was a very proud labor union leader. He was the vice president of Local 73. And he represented healthcare workers. Mm. And my grandmother was a crossing guard. And they were my heroes growing up. And, you know, I would look at my grandfather as an astute businessman, and I just wanted to be like him. But as I got older and started to delve into my own educational pursuits and career, I realized that he was a great and courageous advocate on behalf of working class people. And I don't think that it's anything that I care about more than taking care of the people in our city who are most marginalized, uplifting them, empowering them, because I believe that is how we get to have a better Chicago. And so, you know, the heartbeat of my leadership really encompasses care for people.
Which is important. It's interesting, and people will certainly be interested in the fact that you're not an educator, but you're elevated in CPS and in EPIC and in the other things that you've done. I know that we are running short on time, and I can't let you get out of here because, one, on air, I have to have a commitment that you're going to come back because we got a lot more stuff to talk about.
Absolutely.
Not the least of which is the work at the Chicago Park District.
Yes.
So talk about that a little bit in the few minutes we have left.
Yeah. So, I think, as you mentioned, with my journey, you know, spending that time at Chicago Public Schools as a administrator there, then going on into the nonprofit sector and having the opportunity to also lead as the board president the Chicago Park District. I think that, you know, my vision there really ties back into everything that I expressed about caring for our people. And so it goes back to the utilization of the Park District, right? So I'm a Gen Xer. And when we were growing up, you would leave school and you would go to the Park District right? And they offered programming. You learned how to swim. You learned how to play basketball. You learned about being on a team. And just so many different opportunities for extracurricular activities. I think we have a real opportunity now to re-engage our communities and our young people in that way again. And I would love to see for the Park District to make those progressive steps to offer more programming throughout the city, but especially on the south and the west sides, that will draw in our young people and our families. And also, in a collaborative way, we've been working very closely with Chicago Public Schools, right, to make sure that that connection happens. So I think that the Park District, we offer a lot. And we need to continue to build on that and expand it.
You know, it's an interesting place to be as the chairman of the board mm-hmm. versus the chief operating person, the CEO, because they're different roles, but it still is about the leadership and the direction and the policies and the promises of what these things can be. Mm-hmm. So maybe it makes sense at a point that the three of us talk about what's happening with Chicago Park District, because I know people have questions and thoughts about that, and it makes sense just to kind of open that up and see where we are and where we're going. I know there were issues earlier this year about lifeguards mm-hmm. and the parks and all that creates its own set of circumstances. But much more to talk about. Glad you came in. Glad that people get a chance. At least they don't get to see you. We should have done Facebook Live. We'll do it next time.
Yeah. Okay.
But let's pick a time that we can come back in soon.
Okay.
And continue the conversation. Proud of you and what you've done, and congratulations on taking the helm of Leadership Greater Chicago.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for all your support.
And of course, and indeed, good luck to your daughters at Whitney Young.
Thank you.
All right.